Hello, guys. Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. This is Whitney, your host, and my co-host is not here at the moment. He's literally outside cleaning our car, but that is Joe, and he'll be joining us in this episode probably in about 10 minutes or so, but our daughter's going to wake up from her nap, so I'm like, well, we need to get started on this episode. So here I am. Joe and I have been extremely sick the past like 9 days. I don't know what the heck we got. It wasn't COVID. It was some like cold, but on steroids, and it was absolutely horrible. So if I sound a little sick, it's because I still am, really. So sorry about that. But we're just going to jump into it. So last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, happy Halloween. I'm sure everyone had a great Halloween. We did too. It was really, really fun. But that episode was Hallow's Eve, and the stories were the red sweater story where the girls felt unsafe and they left. When they came back, there was like a burnt red sweater on the floor. And then there was the girl trick-or-treating alone and no one knew who this little girl was. And she was trick-or-treating at like 10:30 at night. And then there's the creepy mailman where the mailman became obsessed with the girl, the tenant. And then there was the imaginary friend story. This little girl basically could see ghosts and she knew a lot of details about this girl that actually lived in that home and that had died. So those are the four stories. So the fake of that week's episode was the imaginary friend where the little girl claimed to see this friend that had died in that home originally. And no, that one was fake. But I have heard stories of this happening. So, I mean, it's not that fake, right? Okay. Well, this week's episode, we actually did a poll on our Instagram story asking our followers which episode theme we should do. And the one that won it was the one that was the most voted for was Family Secrets Uncovered. So that is going to be this week's theme. And I'm really excited. I've got really good stories for you. And we're going to start off with my story. So it was posted on the subreddit Family Secrets. My aunt faked her death, and I just found out why. A few months ago, my mom had me help clean out the attic. We pulled an envelope full of sympathy cards from 2003 addressed to my grandma about Aunt Denise's death. I was six when everyone whispered and left the funeral crying. My mom always shut down if anyone asked. I grew up thinking Denise was gone. Then last week, I saw a comment on Facebook. Same first name, same birthday, same tiny wrist tattoo she had. I clicked the profile, and my mouth went dry. It was her, alive, running a thrift shop 2 states away. I messaged her under the pretense of asking about an item in her online shop, and she signed off with the nickname she used to call me, Niecy. Instant confirmation for me. So I started pulling public records and old local threads. There was no hospital record, no official death certificate in any county database, and the only obituary was a printed one my grandma handed out at the funeral. Here's what makes the cover-up make sense and why it was believable to everyone at the time. Denise was 19, pregnant, and my strict grandma threatened to disown her unless she gave the baby up. Denise refused and left town with a boyfriend that very night. There was no dramatic battle, she just walked away. Admitting that a granddaughter ran off with a boyfriend and refused family pressure would have been humiliating for my grandma and their community, so she chose a different story. My grandma quietly organized a funeral. Told people Denise had passed away suddenly and insisted on a closed casket service. She paid for a small private ceremony and handed out printed sympathy cards she'd written herself. Because neighbors trusted grandma and there wasn't the internet noise there is now, people accepted it and moved on. No one demanded proof and the family stopped asking questions after grandma said it was too painful to talk about. Denise, meanwhile, changed her last name, moved 2 states away, and built a quiet life. She's married, had kids, and opened a thrift store. She avoided social media for years, then slowly re-entered it under her new name, but kept her profile private enough that only a chance comment linked her back to my circle. I haven't told my mom or the rest of the family yet. I don't know if I should. Part of me wants to confront grandma, but part of me wonders if ripping the bandage off will only hurt more. Either way, I can't stop thinking about how many other truths in my childhood might have been convenient stories instead of reality. Has anyone else ever found out a relative was erased like this? How did you handle it?
Whoa.
I know. I know. You are the mother of this child and you are going to literally fake their death because you are too prideful to have a 19-year-old daughter give birth? Are we for real?
19.
19. That's not that. I mean, it's young, obviously, but like.
I mean, there's a whole TV show, 16 and Pregnant. Like, do it a little bit earlier and you get famous, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Don't do that, kids.
I cannot. It made me so sad for this girl, but also it's like good for her for knowing her worth and stepping away from that type of like toxicity.
Yeah, it's that, maybe that mom probably would have just, if not faked her death, made her death real.
Yeah.
To avoid the shame.
I think she saved her own life by leaving.
Yeah, she said, I'm not going to let mom take me out to save her reputation. That lady's crazy. And when people care that much about their reputation, I got nothing but bad feelings for them. Legitimately, like, I think that's like the scourge of society is like, you're so concerned with how people are going to perceive you and your family that you would fake. Ugh.
It's insane.
It's gross.
So some of the comments had me thinking. So this one's from You Girl in Love 08. My family did something similar. My aunt ran away from an abusive husband and her mom told everyone she moved overseas. We didn't find out she was only one state away for 15 years. Families can be wild.
That is gnarly.
I know. Here's another really good comment. You have to reach out to your aunt again. Imagine how she must feel knowing everyone thinks she's been dead for 2 decades. That poor woman. Do you think she knows that there was a fake funeral for her? I don't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think she knows.
But then again, how would she not? Like the whole social media thing, you'd think that she would see like don't people create Facebook groups? Like, hey, come to the funeral for my aunt.
I don't think social media at that time was like super crazy. And I don't know. I mean, the grandma probably blocked the daughter. But one thing I thought was like, do you think the mom, so obviously there's the grandma and then there's the girl, the OP that wrote this, mm-hmm. and OP has a mom,
right?
And that's her mom. Do you think the mom like actually knows what went down and she's just playing along with the fake funeral? Or does she actually genuinely think her daughter, her sister is dead?
No, she's definitely playing along. 100%.
Ew. I could never.
There's got to be. There would have to be proof of the death. Like, I'm just saying, if sister leaves town because she's pissed off, mom knows that she's not dead.
Dang.
100%.
Dang. Because I was like, yeah, it's like a whole family-wide cover-up scheme kind of vibe.
Yeah, but literally, that's like normal family behavior, no?
Yeah, that's true. I get it.
I just feel like that's like what families do when they've got their toxic, like, patterned behavior.
Yeah. Dang, that's crazy. So anyways, that's my first story. I came out with a banger because this one just blew my freaking mind. You faking your daughter's funeral.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty dogs. Oh, is it your turn?
It's my turn now.
Okay. Story number two.
This one comes from Today I Effed Up. Today I effed up by talking about lies my mother told me as a child and accidentally exposing a family secret and tearing the family apart.
Okay, here we go. You sound so sick, by the way.
It's fine. Hey, guys, if I sound sick, it's because I am.
I know. I've already given them the update.
It's day 6, antibiotics, steroids. Deal with it. I went to a funeral for my great aunt recently. It was a bit triggered when I saw her daughters and grandkids mourning while my mother used the gathering as a place to show off her new teeth and tell everyone how good she's been doing in her life. But that new teeth life, though?
Yeah, it's got to feel good.
Come on.
You got to smile.
Guys, I used to sell dental implants. I love when people get new teeth. It's my favorite. Yeah,
they're so excited.
Life-changing thing. Continuing. The next night, I got together with one of the daughters, who I've always referred to as my cousin because we're closer in age than she is with my mom. So basically, it's her aunt, but they call each other cousins. And we drank a lot and started venting about my mother, who has caused me a lot of pain and trauma and tells incredible lies for attention, and everyone knows this about her. Of all the heinous stories I told, one stuck out to my cousin, who proceeded to call her older sister very drunk and tell the story. The next morning, I was getting texts and calls from my family saying that was not my story to tell and that I tore the family apart. Apparently, my mom wasn't lying when she told me their father had SA'd women in the family. This was exposed days after their mother's funeral, and I'm a complete selfish a-hole for saying anything. My grandmother, mother, and I have all been cut off from the oldest daughter's life and children, who were a huge part of my grandma's life. The most shameful part for me is that I went to the funeral hoping I could show the family I'm not the person my mom has been painting me as, and finally felt accepted by them. I accidentally proved her right and destroyed the family by trying to expose my mother's lies. I guess I thought it was another lie, but maybe drunkenly thought the family could heal if it was true, now that their mother wasn't around to be hurt by the secret. Bad timing to say the least. We are being painted as liars by the oldest daughter because the women who were abused all admit it was the truth upon being asked about it. I had a feeling seeing my mom would be a bad experience for everyone because we've always been toxic together, but holy hell, I definitely outdid it this time. Self-fulfilling prophecy. TLDR, days after my aunt's funeral, I vented to my cousin about all the lies my mother told me as a child, but the one about their father abusing women in the family turned out to be true and it devastated the family.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
Fake, Joe.
Oh, really? You're just gonna? Could you imagine? Who are you? You? That's a crazy story. Could be fake.
Could be fake because, come on. Story number three. It was revealed that my dad has a secret other family, and now there is drama. The story is that my dad had a child with another woman shortly after he married my mom, but before I was born. My brother that I didn't know about is 32. I'm 28F, and my younger brothers are 26 and 24. My dad gave the other woman money over the years, and her and my brother knew my dad was married and had a family, but none of us knew about them. The only reason my brother, 32M, revealed that secret is because his son needs a bone marrow transplant. And they are looking for a match, and anyone with a blood relation is the best chance for one. My mom feels betrayed, obviously, and I doubt their marriage will survive. But I hate all the drama and gossiping that is happening in my family. I hate drama in general, and this is like my worst nightmare. And now we're all sitting here waiting for DNA results that can make things even more complicated. Because if one of us is a match for him, then what? Do we just meet this whole other family and pretend we're not furious?
Wow.
I know.
But
that's terrible.
But that's your, I mean, okay.
That's
I'll put myself
at that point.
Yeah, I'll put myself in that situation.
What are you doing?
In my world, hypothetically, that could happen to me at some point, right? Like with my family dynamic, yours, mine, and ours, like there could be an extra sibling out there somewhere. I don't believe that's the case, but just because I could put myself in that situation, I would be mad, but I would definitely donate. There's no doubt.
Your bone?
Yes. Easily.
Wow. I would not.
That it doesn't cost me anything. It doesn't like, it's not like I'm like, hey, here's my arm.
Yeah.
Like, I give it to you. Now I don't have an arm.
What do they do then? Is there surgery involved? Like, I actually really don't know what details of it.
Don't ask me questions I don't know.
Wait, you really don't know?
I mean,
he needs a bone marrow transplant.
I'm just imagining it's like a kidney transplant or something, but bone marrow.
Well, here's what entails. If you are a match and you are going to do this, you'll meet with the transplant team. You'll do a donor workup, blood work, physical exam, medical history review, a chest x-ray, and ECG. And then there's two main ways to donate, which is the peripheral blood stem cell donation or the bone marrow harvest. And that's from the hip bone. But basically, you'll get this injection for 4 to 5 days before donation. And then your blood is drawn from one arm, run through a machine that collects the stem cells, and the rest of your blood goes back into your other arm. The procedure takes 4 to 6 hours, and you usually go home the same day. Okay.
So
it's not bad.
No, I would do that.
But here's the other option is the bone marrow harvest. And you're under general anesthesia for that. And they draw marrow from your pelvic bone using a needle, no incisions. And that takes 1 to 2 hours. And you usually go home that day or the next day. Yeah, I would do it.
For like that's going to keep this person alive. I would be stoked too, by the way.
To have like another half sibling. That's
like
crazy.
You could be mad like, dad, like why didn't you tell me of this other sibling? Blah, blah. Like rage out all you want. But you have a sibling now. You share DNA with another person out there in the world. Think about it. Let me just pose it to you hypothetically. You don't want to imagine that that's possible for you, but hypothetically, it is. If you knew, yes, you would be very mad at your dad, but wouldn't you be like, oh my gosh, I have a sister that's 15 or whatever. I don't know.
No, yeah. I feel for the mom in this situation.
Of course.
Because she's also going to be mama bear and want to protect her kids and be like, F you. Husband, like I don't want my kids having to go through that crap. I just think it would affect the mom more than the children when it comes to like anger or hatred towards
the
that
dad.
Situation.
Yeah, but that's You're just talking, if you're talking life and death of this human.
I don't think the mom's going to give a crap about that kid.
She doesn't have to necessarily care to know that morally it'd be good for somebody that has the ability to step in.
No, because I just feel like as the mom, this other woman knew about her kids the entire time.
Maybe not.
It says in the post that the mom knew and the kid. So they knew the whole time, never confronted, never revealed, never did anything, just let the husband pay their bills and went on about their day. Like, I feel like as the other woman, I'd be like, F you. I'm not giving you a damn thing kind of thing. I mean, who knows? Maybe I would, but I just...
I feel like you always do this. You always go so far on the like one side when in reality, you have a heart. And that's a human that, like, if it's, like, going to keep the kid alive.
He's not a kid. He's 32.
It's going to keep the 32-year-old alive. You're just thinking of the betrayal. But just think of the fact that that's a human and your kids could save the other human's life. You can hate. You can get a divorce from the guy, okay? It can ruin your whole world. But, like, to save a life that didn't have anything to do with what's causing you pain... You would say, go ahead and do that, kids.
No.
Just say you would.
No.
Just say you would.
I say, you should have told me you freaking lying, mother, and good luck. No, I'm just kidding. But there's a comment.
Okay.
This is from Icy Plans 5621. A full sibling is the best chance for a bone marrow match. The next most likely match is a complete stranger. Half siblings or half aunts are astronomically, yes, that's the word.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. That is so embarrassing. Astronomically less likely to be a match. I'm sorry, but no one from your family will match with this child. Well, I don't know why they keep calling him a child. He's 32, but okay. Source of my knowledge, my parent needed a bone marrow transplant, and I was told I would be a 50% match. Sorry about the sick child and your family turmoil. Your dad stinks.
Okay, we hate dads. We hate cheating, okay? Guys, we hate them all. But guess what? Save the kid. Save the 32-year-old kid's life. I'm 33. I hope people still refer to me as a kid. Call me a kid. I'm a kid. Save my life.
You're a cute little kid. I'll save your life. Thanks. I would do a bone marrow transplant for you now that I know what it is.
You would it?
I would.
That's good. I'd give you my gallbladder if I could.
Ugh, too soon. I miss my gallbladder so much.
No, it's fine.
So sad, you guys. I hate it.
All right.
Anyways, now we're on to Joe's story, and I'm so excited to hear it. This is story number 4.
This one's good. This one comes from MIDA hole.
Oh, fun.
MIDA hole. MIDA hole. For being upset and hurt that my best friend has been in a secret relationship with my little sister for almost 2 years. And I only found out after they got engaged on Instagram.
No way this is real. Are you kidding?
Oh, by the grammar, you will know.
Good one. Okay, here we go.
Last week, I was scrolling through Instagram like usual, and my best friend since forever posted a story, which was weird because he almost never posts anything ever. So I opened it, and it was a picture of him hugging and kissing my little sister with the "she said yes" caption. And I was like, what the actual F? And I called him multiple times, but he didn't answer. And I went home to see my sister and ask her what the hell is going on. And he was sitting right there at my house, hugging my little sister. And my parents were there. And they were all clearly waiting for me. I exploded and asked what the hell is going on. And they just told me to calm down. And they explained that they've been in a relationship for almost 2 years. And their excuse for not telling me about it was that he was a huge F-boy in the past. Like, he really loved my sister, and they didn't want to tell me about it until they made it official. I was understandably angry and upset and just left. My parents had been leaving me messages and voicemails telling me to stop overreacting and being dramatic, and that their relationship has nothing to do with me, and to just be happy for them. He's been apologizing to me, saying he never meant to hurt me and that he loves me, but I just can't see or hear them right now. Sure, he's a great guy and is pretty successful, and I know he's going to treat my little sister good, and I'm happy for them, honestly, but I'm hurt about how they thought I was some controlling D-bag and kept something like this hidden from me for 2 damn years, which included him probably lying to my face a ton of times to go with my sister. Am I the asshole here for being hurt and angry about them hiding their relationship from me, and should I have just took it and moved on?
This is weird to me. Why one, how do you hide a relationship from your own brother for 2 years? Did he live in the house the whole 2 years? Or was he gone?
Yeah, we don't know that much.
Because I feel like if he didn't live there, like let's say he's in college or whatever, and she lives at home with her parents, that's a little different. That's a little easier. But if they live in the same house at the same time, that's very, very weird to me.
I mean, I don't think that they're living in the same house, but yeah, we have no context. So I can't say for sure. Highest rated comment. And this is one of those ones that like, it did not go viral by any means on Reddit. So it's kind of a sleeper.
Yeah.
This one says, there are two options here in this weird tale. One, everyone in your life is a raging asshole willing to lie to you for extended periods of time with no remorse.
Yeah.
Or two, they didn't tell you for a reason beyond he was an F-boy that you're not sharing with us. There has to be more as to why they didn't tell him.
100%. It's one or the other.
And OP responded. OP has since deleted their account. But OP responded, I once beat a guy that was trying to talk to my little sister when he was 21 and she was 16. He probably thought I'd beat him too, but he actually helped me beat that guy's ass. I don't know why I'm trying to censor stuff. But he actually helped me beat that guy's ass. And it's not like my friend's a pedo. He's 2 years older than my sister and they're both adults. So I don't see the problem here.
Okay. So they did not live in the home then, I don't think.
No.
So that makes more sense how they were able to keep it a secret. Wow. They went and beat a kid up.
That's, yeah, apparently.
I think he's just got to move on. Just accept they didn't tell him and just wish them the best. But it would be sad, like, to feel like, wow, I'm really, like, that out of touch with my sibling's life. Or, like, they didn't feel like they could tell me. Like, that would hurt. That would sting.
Yeah, you definitely want to feel involved. You'd feel like a violation of trust.
Yeah.
Anyway, because you're close to both people and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like I'm betrayed on both sides here. You guys didn't tell me.
And like your parents didn't tell you? Like that sucks.
And that's all the comments are basically saying something's not lining up here with your story. There has to be a reason. If what you're saying is true, there has to be a reason they didn't tell you.
Yeah. All right. You won best story of the episode. We should start doing that. Let's vote which one was the best story.
I mean,
you hate that.
Sure. No, I'm down to do it. I want to get a trophy every single episode from you.
Okay, I'll order some Amazon trophies.
Yeah. That was a fun episode. But before we put a bow on it, we're going to play a little game.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now we're going to start doing this from time to time. I'm going to ask you for your Mount Rushmore. Your Mount Rushmore of any certain thing.
Yep.
Right. Well, your top four. Basically, it's just, I want to know your top four. It's going to be, it could be people, places, things, doesn't matter. Of any category, we'll just decide.
And we feel like Mount Rushmore really represents like the best of the best, right? So it's,
oh, yeah.
You're looking up at them, you're admiring them. So that's what we're going to do is our Mount Rushmore at the categories candy. We're going to pick our top four favorite candies. And you guys get to tell us which one you think is the better Mount Rushmore. Of the two.
Oh, let's go.
Okay. So I say our category today is candy. So I'll go first.
All right.
Okay. So here's my Mount Rushmore of candy. Nerds clusters.
No, that means I can't include Nerds clusters.
Nope.
That's effed up,
that's
dude.
That's why it's nice going first.
All right, fine. Then I'm going to go with Sweet Tart Ropes.
Okay. That's a good one.
All the flavors. I really like the Jolly Rancher ropes the best, but...
Okay, this is like truly how I what I believe.
With that's all that matters.
Mount Rushmore. I'm going to go with Hot Tamales. I said it.
Okay, well, you just cemented me as the winner, no matter what else goes on my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, no.
Hot Tamales? I'm like, okay, I'm going to get York Patties.
Please put that on yours.
Can I get Three Musketeers, please? Ew. Dude.
They're so good.
Okay.
Go.
You want Hot Tamales too? I'm going to go with Milk Duds.
I'm going to go Gummy Worms. Sour Gummy Worms.
Just regular old Sour Gummy Worms.
Yeah.
It's a good pick. Next one for me, I'm going to go with Sour Patch Watermelons.
Lame. I don't like those. Last but not least, we're going Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Not bad.
Mine's such a better Mount Rushmore than yours.
Yours is not even freaking close. Trader Joe's marshmallows. Boom!
That candy?
It's a sweet. It's going on my Mount Rushmore.
Okay. I don't think many. I think people sleep on the Trader Joe's marshmallows. I don't think they know how good they are.
If you guys have tried a Trader Joe's marshmallow, you know. If you haven't, go get one.
Yeah. And you want to know what we do? We literally dump them out into an empty container that's open. So then they harden a little bit. Oh my gosh. You guys, they're so good.
Don't tell people my secrets.
Oh, well, there it is. Okay. Well, there's a Mount Rushmore and there's our episode for this week. You guys get to guess which one is the fake story of this week's episode. And next week's episode, we will release in the beginning which one was the fake story. Good luck, guys. Seeing, we hope you get it right. You probably won't because we're really good at our jobs.
And that's it, dude. Thanks for watching. Peace out. No pretending.